belly dancer that I enjoy here in Hamilton, seeing her stuff on the internet. Very positive person. Saturday, May the 14th, at Dakota Mill with Matt Zaddy is happening at Mills Hardware. Also, here we go. King of Fun is putting on a show. You know him, you love him. Lou Molinaro is presenting The Forgotten Rebels with The Discarded at Bridgeworks on Saturday, May the 14th. So if you're a Rebels fan, you're a Discarded fan, this is a really good time for you. Go check it out. We got Saturday, May the 15th. We got Courage Pro Wrestling Generation presents One Shot at Glory at the Hamilton Convention Center by Carmen's. Go check that out. Also, what else we got here? Jim Dandy is at Stonewall's Restaurant here in Hamilton on Sunday, May the 15th. And Elliot Brood with Royal Castles at Bridgeworks on Sunday, May the 15th. So we will spin some Elliot Brood, the Valley Town, but kicking things off, here's an old one from the Rebels, man. High School Hookers. Check it out. Hey, Matt McLaughlin has a little podcast. I call it little. It's little for now. It's only about 14 minutes long, and it features Hamilton music. Isn't that great? He wanted to learn more about Hamilton music because he was reading on Reddit, asked for some suggestions, and enjoyed it, and put it out. And he's going to keep doing it. So if you're a Hamilton band, get a hold of Matt McLaughlin. He's on, the name of the show is called Don't Change That Name. And I'm going to have his feed in my when I post all this stuff on Facebook, and you can contact him and send him your music. And good on him for doing this. So here's Matt having a chat with me just the other day on Steel City Music.
Steel City Music.
Now, this is going to be a fun chat. For me, anyway, maybe not for my next guest. You're listening to Steel City Music, and I'm your host, Gunner. And on the Steel City Music Facebook group, and I wasn't on the Steel City Music page, but on the Facebook group, this next gentleman plopped something down, and I went, oh my God, finally, somebody else is talking about Hamilton music aside from myself and Kristen Archer and Lou Molinaro and Sarah. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Matt McLaughlin from Don't Change Your Name. 15 minutes of one episode, 12 minutes, I think. Are they 12 to 15 minute episodes you're putting up?
Yeah, I'm just doing four songs per episode. And so how it's sort of dependent on the song length.
Right. How did you get to why Hamilton music and why only four songs?
Okay, yeah. Well, Hamilton music, because I think, as we all know, Hamilton is an excellent music city. I've lived here for about 3.5 years now, coming from Toronto. And I mean, you hear a lot about Toronto bands and hear a lot about Hamilton bands. But for me, it was more about the bands that you don't hear about that are from the city that you live in. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just thought this actually all came from a Reddit post. So someone on the Hamilton subreddit was like, hey, where do I find new bands, essentially? And then people started posting these links to really great bands, their friends' bands, you know, that they had heard of, bands they were fans of. And it's just sort of like the way that it is right now is it's really easy to record a song. If you have the skills, you have a computer, it's getting easier and easier to record, you know, high quality music and get it out there and put it up. You can put it up on Spotify, Tidal, anywhere that you want for, you know, $100 about to get the distribution going. But that makes it sort of harder for people to find good music, right? And so you need curators, you need people who help you discover music. It's like, imagine you're sitting there trying to watch Netflix and, you know, you're like, which one of these shows is going to be good, right?
Right.
You go on how your friends, what your friends say. But, you know, being a little newer to Hamilton, and also, you know, as you get older, you get less friends who are interested in the same type of music as you. And so I thought there should be a podcast, and I looked around and I was like, there is no podcast. And so I'm going to do one.
I'm so happy that you're doing it, because years ago, I used to do this type of radio show called Sounds of the Hammer, and I was doing Hamilton shows at CFMU and Indy, and I got back into doing it and started putting podcasts up with music, and then went back to doing the radio shows until the pandemic hit. So it's this kind of chats that I have with people about new music and music from Hamilton via Zoom or over the phone, that sort of thing. But sometimes when you get that there was a term that Brody Schwinneman said, the Hamilton cheerleader. I sometimes myself and a few other people get a little like, there's only like two or three of us that want to talk about Hamilton music and want to interview bands and promote it, that sort of thing. So when you posted that, I went, oh, look at this. Like, is this a new recruit? And my brain was thinking, is he a radio student? Is he a broadcast journalism student? That sort of thing. And is he like from the, does he open up the book of covenant of Alan Cross and follow on what Alan Cross always talks about music? That sort of thing. Is that your line of thinking when it comes to putting these together of a little bit of research and a little bit of music, or are you going to spread it out a little bit more, make it a little bit longer if you feel more, when you start feeling more comfortable?
Yeah, I guess initially I was like, it should probably be an hour or something like that, you know, some set amount of time, and I'll find bands to fill that. But I was starting out from scratch. And so I went and, you know, that Reddit post had some bands, and that's where I found most of my first ones. And so I was sort of just doing, I mean, I come from it as like, just get something out there. So I stopped at four, and I was like, let's do four for the first one. See how it goes. See if people care. See if people listen to it. I've never distributed a podcast or anything like that. I'm a musician, you know, by trade. That's where I come from. I've been playing drums since I was a kid, played in all kinds of bands. And, you know, I was always very thankful when someone would support my indie bands. And so I just wanted to contribute to the community. And I thought, we'll start with four and see how it goes. And so the first one, it was easy enough to do. You know, it didn't, you just start recording. And, you know, I was saying, worrying about how I was pronouncing things, and I'm getting better at it. You know, how it is. So yeah. And then when it came time to do the second one, I had a few people had sent me songs, and that's how I got two of the four songs for the second one. And I thought, let's just do four again. That worked last time. But yeah, I really come from, I just want to help promote those smaller bands from Hamilton. And I want, I think it's awesome if there's an easy way, like your radio station, your radio shows, that people can just listen, right? And they can just go, I know this comes out on a regular cadence. I can just tune in whenever I need something new. And so that's where I'm coming from. I'm not, I don't hope to be like a historian of music or I'm just a musician trying to help other musicians.
At this point now, you're just telling what you're doing now is like, and I think it's great because in my brain, it's always been the giant argument, how long people's attention span when they listen to something. And we're competing against so much. If I do a half hour interview, is there enough music the way I put in there? Did I ask the right questions? Was it a good interview? But with you, it's 14 minutes. Here it is. Did you enjoy it? Right. Yeah. You leave it up to the listener. Will you be getting into doing interviews though in time? Is that part of your DNA? Like, yeah, maybe I want to interview.
I have been thinking about giving more info about the band. So to be honest right now, I get awkward when there's a silence and it's just me talking. I'm really not used to, you know, me talking. So I try to have as little of me talking as possible. But the feedback I'm getting, which is good, is like, tell me a bit more about the bands actually, right? Because I have a bunch of info, you know, and I try to just cut it down to like, they have a show coming up, they have a new single coming out, you know, here's a bit about who they are, and then play the song. And so I'm not sure about interviews because I don't consider myself to be a great interviewer. I guess I've never tried it, so we'll see. But
I encourage everyone to do what you're doing now. I've been encouraging for a while for people over the last couple of years just to find their voice, you know, it does a world of good when other people pump other people up. And I know myself personally, because I know what you're talking about, when there's that uncomfortable silence, you know, and then you start critiquing your voice and your tone and you overanalyze everything, but the worst critic will always be yourself.
True. Right?
Yeah. You know, so like that's the whole thing. I don't know about Reddit, people jumping on Reddit and just crapping on you, but people will crap on you on the internet anyway, right? You just don't read it, or you'll just make yourself insane. But I think, you know, in time you should really, you know, expand it and take a shot at getting a show on at Indy 101 FM of Mohawk College. There's always room for another local community show. And you can do all the Hamilton music you want. I don't have a cornerstone on that. We need more people to promote Hamilton. And you could get a show over at CFMU. Both program directors and station managers are very easy to work with. So I encourage you to reach out in time when you feel comfortable.
No, that's great, because I do think of it more like a radio show. That's sort of the format it takes. It's only a podcast because I knew how to get a podcast out into the world. And I didn't know, you know, it was just as easy as you mentioned there. And also the licensing, like right now I have to actually explicitly get the permission to use, and every band has been more than willing. But that sort of also limits, you know, it just takes a bit more time to get that going. So I think when you're on radio, the licensing is different. So
that's all taken care of. I mean, that's why we pay into SoCan and stuff like that. But I thought it was really funny because the different methods of people to download your podcast or to listen to it, you put on Spotify and I'm like going, how did he get around that? It's a spoken word, you can't play like, but sure enough, you didn't. So, you know.
Yeah, they let it stay up for a bit. The Spotify is an interesting one, but they you're allowed to have a podcast, obviously, but you're not allowed to have a podcast that has music in it.
where you can have snippets of the songs. Like there Humble and Fred do it, and Alan Cross is only allowed to put like 20 seconds or 25 seconds, I believe, of a song, a snippet.
Yeah, because they said, if you want to get your music on Spotify, there's other ways to do that. And I was like, well, no, I'm trying to promote other bands.
Right, music. Right.
But I'm not trying to get my own stuff on.
Okay, so we're down to what we did, the episode one. We have episode two that's all up online right now. How can people find come listen to your podcast, and how do bands approach you to send you music?
Yeah, so the main ways to listen to it are Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Google Podcasts. So the three of those, you search "Don't Change Your Name" and you should find the podcast, and the first two episodes will be up there for you to listen to. And then I get a lot of plays on the website, which it does not. It's on my list of things to do this weekend, is to get it a nice URL. But right now it's rss.com/podcasts/DCYN. But I'll get a better URL going.
Matt, thanks for taking the time to have a chat with me. And I guess I should throw in some Hamilton music. Any suggestions?
I really love Brat Poison. That's the first song off the first show that I did, and I just think they're great.
It's Brat Poison, bitch.
Hey, hun. I'm reaching out because I have this opportunity you're perfect for. Have you ever thought of being your own boss? You can make a six-figure salary and have your own pink Mercedes. Don't you want to spend more time with your kids? Don't you want to lose that baby weight? It's only $1,500. Just put it on a credit card. Oh, and tell your friends, too. What about your mom?
All right, moving along. Adrian Murchison, finally, we had a chance to catch up. Last time I was yapping with him was like a long time ago. It was doing the, I was at like a patio, DJ patio thing happening at the Casbah in the summer. And he was talking about this new group, Fledge. Bad dates, they couldn't quite do anything. Because, well, it was the stupid COVID, the pandemic, right? So, We get into the conversation. It's the Fledge's. Let's put it this way: Adrian's going through a bad time, like we all are. Whatever, from time to time. But he used Fledge as a vehicle to get himself through it, to purge some thoughts, that sort of thing. I guess that's a nice way of saying it. But we joke about it a little bit, and this Fledge project, it's coming in two parts, and you'll find out more in the actual interview. But there's an EP comes out now, And then later, the other part of it, Gatherer comes out, and he's going to put it together and get some vinyl, that sort of thing, and go old school and sell some vinyl. So, sounds great, by the way. And I tell Adrian that in the interview. Great sound. So, Fledge on May 20th has a show at the Casbah. And I'm sure Brody will have something up there, like an event on the Facebook page or website. So go check that out. So we get into the writing, the recording, a few other little things, and there you go. So it's a cool little interview. Oh, by the way, if you want to do an interview with Chad or you want to promote something, hit me up at jamiesmithscm@gmail.com. Or DM me on Steel City Music on the Twitter. Facebook as well, of course. The page, SCM page, send me a message. Or on Steel City Music Group, which we're up to like around 600 people joined up, which is kind of cool. Hit me up that way. We could chat about what you're promoting. Any new releases, if you're putting some art out, if you're releasing a book. Do you really want me to interview if it's about a book? That's Jamie Tennant, man. That's Get Lit on CFMU. That's the guy you want to talk to. But anyway, if you need some help promoting, I'll help you out. So, Fledge interview with Adrian Murchison coming up right now on Steel City Music. Hey, folks. Thanks for listening to Steel City Music and quick chitty chat with my old friend Adrian Murchison, who started a new band. Yes, Adrian Murchison is in a new band. How many times in the last 39 years have I said that on campus radio, that Adrian Murchison has been in a new band 67 years in running? Adrian Murchison from The Fledge. Yeah. Hi, buddy.
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm so happy that we're doing this Zoom thing.
Yeah, it's fun. I can see your face. You know,
yeah, I know.
Sitting at the office. Know?
We can still pretend like COVID exists because we really don't want to hang out with one another. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah. We don't actually like each other that
yeah,
much.
Just, yeah, yeah.
Just business. Our relationship is just business.
It's just business. Just perfect. So what's going on? You started a new band called The Fledge. I guess we should backtrack a little bit. The last time you the last couple of times before COVID hit, you came up to the studios at the Indie 101. We had a chat about your new project. We were playing songs. You got signed to a label out west. There was this great resurgence in post rock in your life again. You were wearing sweaters, which was cool. You were putting those online. I remember Christmas sweaters. There was a resurgence in your love of magic cards and gaming, which was awesome. You explained to me what an ocelot was, and I thought that was fantastic because I had no idea what an ocelot was. And everything was great. COVID hit. The band you were with then kind of disappeared. You disappeared. You come back. No sweaters, no ocelot. Just a serious guy on Zoom right now.
Just a serious dude now. The pandemic has changed me. It probably has, right? I think it's probably changed everyone. How could it not, right? 2 years of, you know, isolation.
And, yeah.
You know, sitting in a box in the sky in your apartment for 6 months.
Right.
How could that not change people?
Well, that was the big intro and the reason, like, what's going on with The Fledge? How did it start and what are the reasons why?
So The Fledge is, it's Bad Dates is still a thing. We just haven't played or put anything out. We have some songs recorded. We have some other songs ready to go. We've just sort of been on a hiatus over, the pandemic.
Right.
So, you know, I was, spending a lot of time alone over the pandemic and writing, and a lot of the stuff that I was writing, obviously, you know, I'm influenced by, you know, my life and,
sure,
and the world, and so a lot of the stuff that I was writing was not you know, well suited for Bad Dates, and the stuff that we do, sort of like that stonery post-punk, you know, poppy sound. I mean, you've heard this record. It's not stoner. It's not post-punk. Not anything like that.
Oh,
it's, the songs are very, very different. Not only from like the themes, lyrically, but, the structures are very different. I kind of let myself, I guess, just not worry about songwriting conventions and, you know, like verse chorus structures, things like that. I guess I made like a conscious effort to let the songs be what they were going to be and not try and write them to any sort of formula. So as a result of that, some of them have come out, you know, completely linear. Some of them will repeat one part a couple of times through a song and nothing else. And
When I was listening to it, five tracks that you sent over to me, and what's the name of this EP? Is it Hunter? Is that what you're going to
call it? It's called Hunter. Yeah, it's actually, so this is the first of two EPs that we're doing. This one's called Hunter. And then this second one, which is, you know, sort of thematically tied to this, but a little bit different, is going to be called Gatherer. Mm-hmm. And then the plan is to take both of those two separate things, put them together, and hopefully release a vinyl called Hunter Gatherer.
Right. Okay.
The master plan. Right.
So you're going to release the EP comes out on what, on May 6th. Okay. When I was listening to this, first of all, sounds great. It sounds
thanks.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like when you listen, you go, okay,
yeah.
This is new. There's new stuff, but it sound. I couldn't get over how good it sounded. Thank you. As I was listening through,
I can take zero credit for that. That's Marco.
Well, who recorded it and mastered it then?
Marco recorded it. So Marco's in the band.
Ah, that helps.
Marco, for people who don't know, he is the Bad Dates producer.
Yeah.
And he was in Kitchens and Bathrooms with me years ago. I've known him for years and done, this is the fourth, you know, recording I've done with him, like project. Mm-hmm. And he's in the band now too, so not only is he recording these songs and mixing them for us, but he's playing lead guitar on this stuff. So, you know, I feel very grateful to have him participating. So he recorded it. We did it at his studio, Dead Quarters, and then it was sent to Carvalho for the mastering, which is like a typical thing that Marco does. That's like his guy and always sounds great. So
yeah,
that's a pretty standard thing.
Just listening to it, it was a fun listen to, like how it sounds sonically. I was getting into the whole thing, and then I went back and I listened again to the lyrics in the songs, and then I went, okay, I made it like, as far as Remnants of Romani. I was like, okay, all right, I need a little break here. Because I'm kind of feeling like it's dark. Like it just started coming off as dark. And it's so funny that you said, well, Bad Dates was bunches of different elements of singer-song, like different guys in that band contributed to that band. But this just seemed to be coming from like a place of, man, this is like a cave. It's a hole, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah. So I went back and I listened to it and I was like, okay, all right, let's not get too caught up in the lyrics and everything, right? And I'm like, it's a good EP. It all works what you guys did in these five songs, which now makes me a little like more curious about Gatherer, if that's going to be the same themes or is there like this?
No,
it's just,
I'm happy to ramble about this if you want me to. It's like I've got a whole concept that I've been.
Well, so you know, that, was that like brewing. Tracks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Like the first track, Commons, like that was the you started it there. It's like telling a story.
It's sort of telling a story. Yeah, they're sort of ordered that way for a reason, like loosely, but more so this first EP, Hunter. So Hunter is a couple things. Hunter is the street that I lived on when I wrote these songs. Mm. Hunter is also like if you think of Hunter Gatherer. And you think of, I mean, you said it's like dark in a cave, alone, isolated, you know, this like sort of brooding loneliness, you know, longing. These are all, if you think of a hunter, an animal that's like a predator, they live this life, right? Where it's like, they don't know if they're going to eat. And they live, you know, a lot of them very solitary lives. And they are, you know, there's that tension, which I tried to get in the songwriting of like, you know, am I going to make that kill and eat today, right? Like all those sort of themes are running through this record. And then Gatherer is more, the themes are a little more of like connectedness and there's more notes, if I may, like not more notes, but like pickings and stuff, where this right. is, there's a lot of just like strums and holds on this record. So I try to like, you know, the juxtaposition of this like solitary, lonely hunter, you know, vibe, and then, you know, position that against Gatherer, which is more of a togetherness and a more of, you know, I don't want to say upbeat because it's still pretty dark. It's all pretty dark, okay. But you know, sort of two sides of the same coin kind of thing. And yeah, so it's a dark record. That's well, okay. You know, it's the most, it's very personal to me. You know, it's, I think everybody, like I said earlier, the pandemic and the events of the last 2 years have affected everybody deeply, right? And how that manifests for me, you know, this is how I dealt with it, is, you know, the pandemic and my personal life and everything else that happened over this time period. This is how I, you know, have, I don't want to say, you know, therapy, but this is how I resolved those things in my head. It was through this record, so.
I've been doing a lot of pre-recorded chats in the last little bit for the radio show, and that's my therapy of, you know, storytelling, people telling me stuff, how they, you know,
maybe, yeah, absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
And yeah. That's fantastic. And I was talking to Luke from a band called Lux, and he's coming right out of the he's from Burlington to Toronto, but he's like, his music scene is like 2000s Burlington, right? Taking Back, Sunday, that kind of stuff. And he said that he actually, which I thought was, I started laughing, but it was kind of a weird thing to do. But he watched The OC, like the high school show.
Yeah, I'm,
you know, familiar. And it started affecting some of his songs. And I made the joke, which isn't really a joke, because sometimes people in bands go, "We need you to break up with your girlfriend, or we don't have any material."
Yes. Yeah. I said this to the guys in my band. I'm like, I don't need to wreck my life again to write the third record.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to just detonate my entire life again.
Again.
So I can write some material.
I don't think that you should do that.
It's pretty sadistic, but it's, you know, art, art, a lot of the time, not always, but a lot of the time, comes from these like traumas and like, you know, these moments in life that are you know, pivotal and shift the way you see things and the way you exist. And we don't get a lot of those, right? And like, they're very, you know, precious, where you have this like experience or this moment or this brief period of time that is so much heavier or more impactful on you than your day-to-day life, that you can make something out of it, like a record, right? Or a piece of art, or write a book, or do a podcast, or whatever. That sometimes those are like, you need that to write. I need to figure out how to write without having this, because my life's pretty good right now. And, you know, I don't want to keep writing. So I'd like to have both. I'd like to be able to be able to tap into this, you know, creativeness without having to explode everything. Right.
Spinning five tracks for, it's the upcoming EP called Hunter. Gatherer comes later on in so many months. But now we've been talking about, you know, the pandemic, the writing of the album, and life is happening again around the world. things that we were used to that we just always assumed would be there would be the ability to go out and have dinner, go to a festival, go to a nightclub, go see some live music for those who are into live music. And things are starting to pop here in Hamilton. You can see the clubs are opening up again. Bands are starting to play again. People are doing the DJ nights, that sort of thing. Which leads to the Fledge album comes out in a little bit. It's coming out very, very shortly. You're going to have a ton of like social media stuff on it for people to hear about it. But you do have a show coming up May 20th. Where's it at?
It's at the Casbah, Friday, May 20th. So it's in a couple of weeks. So far, I know we're playing with a band called Red Lace, which is actually the drummer from my band, the new drummer. He's doing double duty with his other new band, so he'll be playing two sets. So they're good up and coming Hamilton act. Do you know Plan Dilemma?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Yeah. So it's the singer and the drummer from Plan Dilemma that are there. Oh, okay. So he's drumming with us now. He's fantastic. Actually, he's a very good drummer. So. Ryan was in the project for the recording, Ryan the drummer from Bad Dates, but I always knew that was going to be short term. He just helped me get the project out, so now we have a sort of a permanent drummer.
This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. May 20th at the Casbah, and then can people buy this digitally? How can they go about that? Is this going to be on
It'll be on Bandcamp on the 6th. That's how you can buy it for now, and it'll be on all streaming services as well. And then hopefully, if everything lines up, once Gather is done, then we'll work on putting a physical release out. I would like, you know, in my dream scenario is that it comes out together, and one side is Hunter, one side is Gather of a single vinyl. That would
Would that be around the timing of the end of summer, which would still give you some time to like do like a little mini
this year?
Yeah.
No, not for a vinyl. That would the production times and stuff are crazy for that. Right. So we'll probably go back into the studio maybe in the summer. So we'll see from there. I don't want to put any hard timelines on things. I don't really care. As long as it gets done, it's not like. You know, when I was young, like with kitchens and bathrooms or whatever, inflation kills. You know, at 24, 25, it's like, got to do this now. Got to make it happen. You know, now it's like, you know, I have this stuff I want to do, but yeah, we can take our time. It's not a huge deal. I'd rather have it come out in a way that I want than rush it, right? So we'll take our time to make sure it's what all of us want, the four of us want, so. Hi, this is Adrian from The Fledge. Our new record, Hunter, is out on all your streaming services this Friday, May 6th. You can also pick it up on Bandcamp if you want to purchase it. Thanks for listening.
forgive me yet. I am a dreamer. And the serfs. I miss not knowing what the people were worth. Fresh body and pattern of speech. Gave all my memories to a thief. Stand the street. Grin through a smile. Empty veins. There's rust in the lake. I've died with chains. I've got some rope. Shot up and neat.
Friday, May the 20th. It's going to be a great time. Come on down and listen to some music. Support your local venues.
Alternative, only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
A little radio track from Empty Hours. Hey, Gunner here. Steel City Music on Indy 101.5 FM. In this hour, lots of new music and a mix of old music. It's some old Hamilton music, but a mix of new music and some stuff you may have heard before. Do you know what I'm saying? It's Steel City Music. It's this hour. It's that whole drivey kind of listen to something new, drive a little, think about something, pay attention to the road. You know, there you go. Okay, so what do we got going on here, Gunnar? Let's see. In this set, Dead South, a cool little band down out of the States. They always do covers of other people's music, and then they put their twist on it. So I found this song. It's Chop Suey. They're doing Chop Suey from System of the Down. Hilarious. I love it. So I thought I'm going to throw that sucker in this set of music, okay? Some Harmon Ease. I'm becoming a bigger and bigger fan of Harmon Ease, and I'm going to throw that in this set as well. What's that track? Cut Me Loose, or is it Bombs Away? No, it's Cut Me Loose. Yeah, so I don't know. I know they're coming to Hamilton in the next little bit, sometime in June. I should find out some more information on it, because I was just glancing over that, putting together the listings for the shows that are coming up in a couple of weeks.